Governor Sean Parnell released his proposed budget for fiscal year 2014 to 2015 on December 12th. Wrangell did not fare well. In fact, there isn't a single Wrangell-specific project listed. Wrangell is part of House District 33, which includes Ketchikan. The larger city saw a number of its projects approved, including two transportation and road improvements. Economic Development Director Carol Rushmore says she would have liked to see some of Wrangell's road projects make the cut.
I was hoping that Evergreen was going to be in here for the construction of Evergreen, but I don't see it. So, and that's through the STIP process through the State Department of Transportation, and I would have thought it would be in here if it was going to be constructed in FY15, but maybe not. I'm not sure about that.
Most of the items listed are state projects. That means a potential shortcoming in funding for local projects in communities around the state. Again, Carol Rushmore.
A lot of these projects you'll see in the governor's budget are state facility projects. I mean, that's the bulk of what he has submitted this year because, I mean, what we're hearing is the funding is going to be very difficult to get special projects in there.
But the lack of projects in the proposed budget is not the end-all be-all for Wrangell. Rushmore says there are still some options for securing funding.
We input information and data about each of these projects, and then the legislature has that information, and then it's, you know, up to the legislators to start, you know, seeing what they can try to make happen for their districts.
So the proposed budget still needs to go past the legislature, which can add or subtract things from the list. But because money is tight, it's not expected that there will be many additions. That doesn't mean Wrangell won't see any funding in the coming year. The Economic Development Committee, along with the Borough Assembly, has come up with a list of projects it plans to submit. Numbers 1 and 2 on Wrangell's capital budget requests are both drinking water system improvements. And the governor's proposed budget includes a chunk of money totaling nearly $3 million for the Department of Environmental Conservation's Drinking Water and Clean Water Capitalization Grants. Rushmore says this could be good news for Wrangell.
That is important to us because, you know, we support that the state is contributing towards this funding because that money goes to the Department of Environmental Conservation. And DEC also receives money from EPA, but with additional state funding with the EPA fund, that's where some of our projects would be funded through.
So rather than money coming straight to Wrangell, Rushmore says Wrangell applies for funding through these various grant and loan programs that do get allocations in the governor's proposed budget.
So to make sure that there's adequate funding in those programs will make sure that we have a better chance of getting funded. So it's kind of, you have to look at it a couple different ways.
The top 12 items on Wrangell's capital budget request list also include funding for the medical center, the boatyard, the Shoemaker Bay float design, the carving facility, the 6 Mile Mill and Institute property development plans, the pool facility and community center, public safety, and Evergreen Road and Cassiar Street improvements. Now it's up to the legislators to review the list and push for changes for their own districts. Reporting in Wrangell, I'm Shady Grove Oliver.